One of the hottest acts in the world will storm U.S. arenas this fall, and surprisingly, almost all of the concertgoers will be accompanied by their parents. From Live Daily News, this is Live Daily Weekend for October 10th, 2008. Welcome to Live Daily Weekend. I'm Tara Hall, reporting from Austin, Texas.
And this is John Zalloway, reporting from Boston. Over the next few minutes, we'll take a look at the latest tour news and let you know which artists have tickets going on sale this weekend.
We'll also run through some of this week's top music news stories, but first up, let's check out the latest tour news.
Australian preschool favorites The Wiggles will return to North America later this month to tackle a fall outing that's scheduled to visit more than 24 cities throughout the U.S. and Canada. The group, which recently was crowned the top-earning entertainment act in Australia for the fourth consecutive year, will launch the month-long North American road trip October 23rd in Cleveland.
The Eagles continue to extend their Long Road Out of Eden tour and have now added a number of dates that include the group's first concerts of 2009. The veteran rockers continue their current run November 8th in Omaha, Nebraska, a stretch that includes a December 1st makeup date in Houston that was rescheduled from September in the wake of Hurricane Ike, and a trio of January shows in Florida have also been confirmed.
Depeche Mode has begun laying the groundwork for a busy 2009 that'll see the alt-pop icons dish out a new album and mount a world tour in support of the set. The band has nailed down an April 20th release date for the as-yet-untitled album and has rolled out the dates for the European leg of the upcoming road trip. Dubbed the Tour of the Universe 2009, the outing scheduled to launch May 10th in Tel Aviv, Israel, and a North American leg is under construction.
Duran Duran will make a final push behind its most recent studio album, Red Carpet Massacre, with a run of concerts set to take place towards the end of this year. The British pop rockers kick off the U.S. portion of the outing at the beginning of December and are planning to hit about a dozen theaters in 2 weeks' time.
Fresh off the Indigo Girls' fall tour, Amy Ray is getting ready to return to the road to support her latest solo effort, Didn't It Feel Kinder? The U.S. outing is set to launch October 19th in Nashville and visit 25 clubs and theaters from the Midwest to the East Coast through late November.
Melodic rockers Taking Back Sunday are in the studio working on their next album and will likely preview some of the new material during their impending U.S. tour. The quintet, which has been off the road for a while, is set to return to the stage November 13th to help open the new Club Nokia in Los Angeles and will officially roll out the tour bus beginning December 3rd in Corpus Christi, Texas. Stops are planned in more than a dozen U.S. cities during the run, which will feature fellow Long Island, New York alt-rockers Envy on the Coast in the opening slot.
Just days before they were scheduled to launch a North American outing in support of their debut album, Scars on Broadway, featuring System of a Down members Darren Malakian and John Dolmayan, have canceled the run. A message posted earlier this week at the band's website explains that Malakian, quote, concluded that his heart wasn't into touring at this time, end quote. The message went on to say that there are no plans to reschedule the canceled shows.
DJ and mashup specialist Greg Gillis, better known as Girl Talk, has set out on a long headlining run behind his latest sample-heavy set, titled Feed the Animals. The laptop wizard and Pittsburgh native kicked off the 30-city tour last night in Philadelphia.
Willie Nelson's nonstop tour continues to grow, with the country legend now rolling out a new run of dates that stretch into December. The perpetually touring Nelson will resume his fall outing October 16th with a two-night stand in Bossier City, Louisiana, and he'll visit more than 20 U.S. cities in the South and Midwest through December 7th. The tour features a seven-night run through Nelson's home state of Texas, including two gigs at Houston's House of Blues.
Turning to the weekend ahead, despite the crazy economy, musicians are still pushing on in their fall tours. Here's a look at some of those artists, all of whom have tickets going on sale over the next few days.
Veteran rockers AC/DC are closing in on the launch date of a massive North American tour in support of their forthcoming album, Black Ice, which hits stores October 20th. The Black Ice World Tour, which will be the band's first worldwide outing since 2001, gets underway October 30th in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and stops are planned in more than 36 cities through late January, with Irish rock act The Answer holding down the opening slot.
Harry Connick Jr. has assembled the first round of dates for his Holiday Celebration Tour 2008. The Grammy-winning jazz singer and pianist is set to launch the trek November 18th in Louisville, Kentucky, and play around the eastern half of the U.S. through mid-December. The run supports his forthcoming holiday release, What a Night, a Christmas album, which is due in stores November 4th.
Nine Inch Nails, who just finished up their South American road work, have rolled out a full slate of shows that'll see the industrial rockers canvas North America this fall. The group will kick off the outing later this month and tackle an itinerary that features stops in more than 30 cities through mid-December.
The Smashing Pumpkins are gearing up for next month's launch of the group's fall tour. The run, which is scheduled to hit about a dozen cities, gets underway November 1st in Cleveland, and plans include a multi-night stand in the band's hometown of Chicago, where the Pumpkins will play two nights apiece at a pair of theaters.
R&B superstar Usher has assembled a North American tour in support of his latest number one album, Here I Stand. The 15-date club and theater outing kicks off November 2nd in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and makes its way to the West Coast before wrapping in Dallas at the end of the month. Stops include a November 8th gig in Toronto and a two-night stand in Los Angeles.
British alt-rock heavyweights Coldplay will soon launch the second leg of their North American tour in support of the band's latest chart-topping studio album, Viva La Vida, or Death and All His Friends. The new stretch of shows kicks off October 20th in Ottawa, Ontario, and the group plans to hit about 20 cities by the end of November.
R&B artist John Legend will unleash new material on the road later this year when he takes his forthcoming album out for a run of theater shows. The Ohio-born soul singer will kick off the run November 19th in Minneapolis and will hit 14 cities through mid-December as he supports a soon-to-be-released studio set titled Evolver, which lands in stores October 28th.
Hinder has signed on to headline the fall edition of the Jägermeister Music Tour, an outing that will help the group launch its forthcoming album, Take It to the Limit, which lands in stores on Election Day, November 4th. The Oklahoma-based band will kick off the Jägermeister run October 24th in Magna, Utah, just outside Salt Lake City. And the outing, which also features Trapped and Rev Theory, will hit 11 cities through October and November.
Those are just a few of the acts who are rolling out tickets this weekend. Specific on-sale information for these artists and many others is available at Live Daily's Ticket Alert page, which you can find at livedaily.com/tickets. You can also get a look at your local on-sale list by visiting Ticketmaster.com and setting up your own My Ticketmaster profile. Now let's check out some of this week's top music news stories.
Britney Spears continues her long journey from tabloid queen back to pop princess with this week's premiere of the music video for her latest single, Womanizer. The clip, which features Spears sporting a number of different hair and clothing styles, will make its debut tonight on ABC's 2020 and will subsequently appear on Spears' website.
Taylor Hicks celebrated his birthday Tuesday by announcing a new deal with the independent artist services company Artist to Market to release his new album, due in stores February 10th. Under the new deal, the Season 5 American Idol winner will maintain complete control of direction and ownership of his master recordings on his solely owned and operated Modern Womp Records label.
Miley Cyrus celebrated her 16th birthday at Disneyland last Sunday with friends, family, and more than 5,000 guests, including celebrities Tyra Banks, David Archuleta, and Jennifer Love Hewitt. The California theme park was closed at 5 p.m. for the Hannah Montana Stars party, which included a four-song performance by the teen sensation. Tickets for a walk down the purple carpet and admission to the soiree, $250. The money didn't go to Disney, though. During the event, Cyrus presented her favorite charity, Youth Service America, with a check for $1 million.
The Cheetah Girls have canceled several upcoming concerts, including an October 15th show at the FedEx Forum in Memphis, October 29th at the Time Warner Cable Arena in Charlotte, North Carolina, November 25th at the Blue Cross Arena in Rochester, New York, and November 30th at Conseco Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. No specific reason was given for the cancellations. The trio kicked off their One World Tour Wednesday night at the Frank Irwin Center in Austin and will conclude the run with a December 21st show at the San Diego Sports Arena.
New albums that arrived in stores earlier this week include Oasis's Dig Out Your Soul, Bob Dylan's Telltale Signs, the Bootleg Series, Volume 8, The Pretenders' Break Up the Concrete, and Sarah McLachlan's Closer, the Best of Sarah McLachlan. For a more comprehensive list of new albums, be sure to check out Live Daily's weekly new releases column at livedaily.com.
Rap veteran T.I. scored the biggest single week sales of his career last week, moving about 568,000 copies of his new album Paper Trail during its first week in stores. That was more than enough to earn him his third consecutive number one album on the U.S. album chart. His closest challenger was Jennifer Hudson's self-titled debut, which enters the Billboard 200 at number two. Meanwhile, Robin Thicke's Something Else debuts at number three. James Taylor's Covers, which was sold through Starbucks and the home shopping network QVC, debuts at number four. And Metallica's Death Magnetic drops four spots to number five after spending 3 weeks in the number one slot. That's it for this week's edition of Live Daily Weekend. Until next time, you can get all of your tour information and music news by visiting livedaily.com. For Live Daily Weekend, I'm John Zalloway.
And I'm Tara Hall. Have a great weekend.
Live Daily Weekend is a production of Live Daily News. This program and all of our Live Daily podcasts are available at livedaily.com/podcasts and are also distributed through Apple's iTunes Music Store. Once you've loaded the store in iTunes, use the search box to search for Live Daily, all one word. And once you've found us in iTunes, you can easily subscribe to any of our podcasts so that future episodes will automatically arrive in your iTunes podcasts library.